number 10,172, Stephen and Monica Vitrek, west of Road 273, south of Winter Circle, being Lot 6 within Stable Farm Development. A variance from front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Oh, yeah.
You mean you don't pronounce it the way he does?
What did I say?
Plus an off. Utrecht.
Utrecht. Did I say it?
Stephen.
Oh, Stephen. Stephen.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
I thought Stephen sounded nicer.
Thank you for giving me the liberal leeway to get here this evening. Actually, I was able to stay over to the delight of my daughter.
Good. And I thought maybe it'd be late anyway with that storm.
So that was nasty. Okay, about 18 months ago, my wife and I decided we would wanted a screen porch on our property. So we interviewed a number of contractors. We hired a contractor. He showed us his license, insurance. He said he would handle getting the permit. Went down, got the permit. This about 9-10 months after we had contracted with him, he finally finished. He came through the final permit, review, and they said to send a check for $120 for the inspections, and I would get my use and occupancy. About 3 weeks later, I got a letter from the zoning inspector saying that the house needed a variance. So I'm here today to ask for a variance. I feel my wife and I did everything as a consumer possible. If we had known that we needed a variance when the contractor had gone to get the permit, we would have obviously gone the route of applying for a variance before we would have built the porch. I have pictures of my porch, and then I also have pictures of a neighbor who, six doors up, actually received a variance, and her porch is actually closer to the street on a corner. And our porches look very similar in style. I don't think it would in any way is a detriment to the neighborhood.
You relied on the contractor to get the
yes,
take
they
care
did.
Of all this. And the contractor's name?
And Michael Matthews. He's horrible. It took me to get the gutters up. I had to threaten to have him sued. And I just, you live and learn in life. It's just.
You know his address by chance?
Hey, actually, I do. In fact, Mr. Matthews had said he would take care of this for me, and after I called him to ask him what was going on, I never heard back from Mr. Matthews again. His address is 16840 Henderson Road, Henderson, Maryland, 21640.
Is it licensed in Delaware?
He gave me a copy of a contractor's license in Delaware. But you can have all this.
Give it to the gentleman with the white hair. He'll bark it appropriately.
Oh, God. The old guy.
Mr. Chairman, to add to that, the permit reads correctly, 40 foot from the front, 30, which would be 273, and 30 feet from one of so he had the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Through lot.
These are the pictures of my property, and this is the similar one where you granted a variance 6 doors.
Okay. Pass these down. He was doing work for a gentleman in my neighborhood owns some commercial properties and did work for him, and he said he was real good, but I don't know. I mean, he's talked a real good story. I wouldn't hire him again. Well, he picked up the permit, so he didn't sign for it, so he pretty much knew what he was supposed to be doing.
He'll be hearing from us.
Is there anything I can do to make a complaint to get him in any kind of problem?
The Division of Professional Regulation. You can contact them, but they're probably not going to do anything. Anybody can walk in Delaware and pay $50 and get a license.
It's just kind of scary because he's basically, I think, feel like he preys on people.
You could have him listed in the Better Business Bureau as well with them.
Okay. Are there any any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burtman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10172. I don't think it alters the central character of the neighborhood.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10172. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate that. Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's it.
It wasn't in the motion, but I'll go ahead and send him a letter, contractor.
Oh, okay. Did you get the address?
I got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
When I asked that.
There being nothing else, Chair
that's
will
it.
Entertain a motion.
Well, I think that... Rick, did we want to talk about? I think we only have seven cases. I think it's seven.
On the 21st of July, there's only going to be seven hearings. So what we were thinking would be maybe just take a few minutes after that and just kind of brainstorm about different things you might want to take to the council. You know, the windmills that are coming up, you might want to suggest to council that they do away with the 5-acre thing because they're going to be very common. Yeah, just throw some stuff out at me. Give Bud or Dale a couple of issues if they piqued your interest.
Yeah, so
lately.
I can put it. I'll have to list
them.
Yeah,
we put a list together. Just give
yeah,
it
nothing, fire. Nothing real detailed or real serious, but just get the dialogue going.
Oh, the next meeting, if you could.
Yeah, I'll get in touch with me and let me know.
Before the you can.
Can.
Okay, just give me the next meeting. Before the next meeting, if you can, give me a call. Something you might think of, you might want to discuss.
Yeah.
That way we can put it on the agenda so we can take it out. You might have something carried over from the 7th. But that way, if you had to, but anything.
And then you'll be in contact with me to get
this. We have other things called either one, but yeah, then you and I coordinate together.
Okay.
Okay. If there being nothing else, Chair will entertain a motion.
Oh.
Have a second to that motion?
Yep.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Workman. That the meeting now be adjourned. All those in favor of the motion?
We got Brent's time down, bud.
All opposed?
Motion.
Be careful. Don't you hit the senior citizen.